Mindful of the headlines such town hall meetings have been generating across the United States, Congressman Timothy Johnson's chief of staff, Jerry Clark, promised a packed room of hundreds of voters this meeting would be different.
If you came for theater, you're probably not going to get it here.
But several minutes into the meeting, while answering the first question about health care, Congressman Johnson, who opposes the current health care plan, became impatient with an audience member supportive of government-run health care.
Again, let me point out, sir, I'm not here to debate you. You've asked me a question, I'm going to respond to it, but this is not a back-and-forth debate. A lot of people in this room have questions. As soon as I get done answering them, we're going to let them ask their question.
But the bill isn't written.
Yeah.
So how can
you... Do you want to respect the other people in this room who also have questions? This is not a debate between you and I. You asked me a question, I'm going to answer the question as best I can, and let somebody else ask an additional question. Yep. The other way you're going to deal with this...
As the night wore on, it became clear the crowd generally supported Johnson's concerns that government-run health care would raise taxes. Many like Ray Henry feel there is a lack of representation by the Republican Party on this issue in a House and Senate controlled by the Democratic Party.
Where's the Republicans on this? You never hear the Republican minority coming out on TV and speaking against this in order to get people rallied up for this. The only thing you're hearing is the Democrats saying that we're all Nazis coming to these meetings.
Let me just say, from my perspective, you are not Nazis. You are not any of you on either side of the issue. Not AstroTurf constituents. You're people who really care. And in every case, that's been the case with me.
Judy Henderson had a different take on health care. Her adult son has lived with disability his entire life, and she has relied on charity donations to help pay for his care. She became emotional as she appealed to Johnson to consider her circumstances when he votes on health care legislation.
I have been looking for health care reform to give him what he needs, and he doesn't have it, and he falls through this loophole, and that's why I am in favor of health care reform.
Johnson explained that he supports health care reform, but says the current proposal falls short. Johnson says he is concerned about the quality of service, the time it would take to get needed care, and the cost of the overall program to taxpayers, which Johnson says would increase the federal deficit to unsustainable levels. Charles Mirbitz believes a government insurance option, expanding on current programs that cover the elderly and the poor, would actually save money in the long run.
It will not be perfect. God knows that. However, it will be so much better than what we have. We're going to spend way less money in taking care of people in emergency rooms and taking care of conditions that could be caught early if we would do that.
Reaching a consensus on health care has proven to be difficult, with advocates on both sides of the issue passionate about different options. Congressman Johnson expects the passion to continue as he prepares for the next meeting in his Illinois district. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Pontiac, Illinois.